We recently explored the 2020 black vote and how assumption can ignore true possibilities. Today we're going to take a look at the Catholic vote. The assumption is that the Catholic vote is conservative and faith-based, so they would be repelled by a Democratic candidate who is perhaps pro-abortion or espouses liberal or even socialist ideas. How does the reality match up? That's what my next guest is here to discuss. He is the executive director of EWTN News, Dr. Matthew Bunsen. Thanks for being here today, Doctor.
Oh, always good to be with you.
EWTN.com. Learn more about the network and EWTN's nightly news and news programming. And we've linked to that page as well over at our site. So what is the main mission with the most recent survey? Because you've done one of these already back in, toward the end of 2019. What is it that you're trying to find out and discover?
Yeah, that's right. This is the second of four polls that we have commissioned to run basically through the whole election cycle. So as you noted, we had our first poll last November. Our second poll has just been released. We'll have another one into the summer, and then our final one just before the election in October. We see this as a service to all of our news consumers, that's viewers, listeners, readers, to understand where exactly Catholics stand, not just on all the great political questions of our time, but on the cultural questions, as well as where they stand in terms of their own faith lives, because all of those come together, we're finding, in how they react to the cultural issues, the moral issues, but also, significantly, how they're likely to vote.
Curious with these, some of the questions, too. We'll get into some of them later. We've linked directly to the poll as well for you to see it in its entirety. I'm often curious whether a poll like this shows how the church is influencing its people or how its people can wind up influencing their church.
Or another, an even third question that we can put in there is, how is culture influencing the average Catholic?
Oh, yeah, to be sure.
That's one of the questions, in a way, that we're trying to probe here with these polls. And what we found is a little bit of all of those. We find that about 18% of Catholics identify themselves, certainly, as accepting of all the teachings of the Church. And they are a very different group of people, both in how they vote and really how they live their faith lives, than the Catholics who accept most of the teachings of the Church. That's about 38%. And then those who really reject many of the key teachings of the Church, that's about another 29%. And then there are those, about 13%, who say that the Church really has only a minor influence on their lives. And what we found in the polling is that the less that one is influenced by the teachings of the Church, the more they tend to be influenced by culture, which means that they tend to look a lot like just the average American, and they tend to vote that way as well. So there's a real cultural significance, I think, sociologically, to our findings. But I think it also is a demonstration of where the Catholic Church is in the United States. And I think one way that you can put it sounds somewhat dramatic, but actually it's more of just a statement of fact. There are right now two Catholic communities in the U.S.,
which makes it, if you say it, surprising, but if you present the data, such as your poll displays, it's a little more easy to understand that while compared to the first and the current poll, President Trump has better numbers among Catholic voters, the Democratic side of the aisle is getting significant support. But if you look at how Catholics believe certain actions are evil or not evil, things like abortion, euthanasia, physician-assisted suicide, there's an increasing number, apparently, of Catholics who don't have much of a problem with those elements of society.
You're absolutely right. And what is especially striking and for many Catholics depressing about some of those numbers is that 72% of all Catholics believe that there are such things as what we would term intrinsically evil. Those are acts that are wrong, that are immoral under all circumstances, that regardless of what your intention is, whatever the circumstances are, doing them is innately wrong. And yet, we have 72% of Catholics who believe that, but only 47% of all Catholics believe that abortion is actually intrinsically evil. Lower numbers even for euthanasia and lower for a physician-assisted suicide. So there is a kind of disconnect a strange contradiction, it seems, that, yes, they recognize these things, but actually hold positions that are very contrary to what the church has always taught. There's a discussion among sociologists, and I would include Carl Cannon, who's the executive editor for Real Clear Politics, who has noted in his analysis of the poll, and we were able to work very closely with them on the second poll, on all of the polls, that many Catholics, American Catholics, really see this as a public policy question for things like abortion, euthanasia, and physician-assisted suicide, which is why they may be personally opposed to abortion, but they see this as, because it's a public policy question, they're much more open to it being legal. And in some ways, I think that's at least a partial explanation for this seeming contradiction.
So Dr. Matthew Munson, who's executive director of EWTN News, EWTN.com, the website, talking about their second in a series of polls regarding the 2020 election and Catholic vote, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Could this explain why Pope Francis has been allowed, some people would claim, argue, that he's taken to the church toward the left, not necessarily to the left, and with what you're discovering in this latest poll, is maybe that why he's meeting with less resistance versus if you lifted Pope Francis back in time maybe 20 years ago, it could have been a whole different reaction to some of the things he is saying and doing?
Well, I think, and this would be another whole conversation I'd be happy to have sometime, that there is the Pope Francis that many in the media like to portray, and then there's also the Pope Francis that tends to toe the line very closely on some of the key issues of our time. Pope Francis, for example, has been very consistent in the issue of abortion. He went so far using one of those classic Francisisms or one of those euphemisms that he loves to adopt, that having an abortion, he said, is sort of like hiring a hitman to kill somebody. And he's spoken very strongly about that. He's spoken very strongly about same-sex marriage and the whole LGBT gender wars. But there is this perception, you're right, that he is somehow a liberal, that he's liberalizing church teaching, and he becomes a kind of Rorschach test for a lot of Catholics who see in him what they want to see in order, in some ways, to justify their own views on how they accept or reject church teaching.
Going back into the political realm with the Catholic voter, what's the strength of this element of the voting public for the president right now?
Well, overall, we found that Donald Trump has a general approval rating of about 47%. This is, again, among all Catholics. That's up by about 3 points from our first poll, which actually also scans very closely with what we're seeing in some of the most respected of the national polls that are done by secular organizations. What we also find, however, is that he continues to trail all of his Democrat rivals in head-to-head matchups. Now, he has gained a little ground against them since November, but he still trails significantly against someone like Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders. He's much closer with some of the other rivals like Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg. The other significant number to look at is that 54% of all Catholics are still open to voting for him. That number, his approval rating, and those who are likely to vote for him increased significantly when we again go back to that 18% of Catholics who say that they accept all the teachings of the church. He has a 63% job approval among them. So if you're the Trump campaign, you're paying very close attention to these so-called active or devout Catholics. If for no other reason, then that group votes 75% of the time in elections compared to 58% of the time among all the other Catholics. So the less you are engaged as a Catholic in church teaching, what we find in this poll is that the less likely you are actually also to be engaged in civics, in government, and the less likely you are to vote, which means that that group of devout Catholics has an outsized influence in any election for anyone who's trying to galvanize and secure the Catholic vote in 2020.
There are many, many interesting points in this latest poll from EWTN News. So that's why we've linked to it directly over at our website, because it's really worth your time to spend some time looking at this, especially if you are among the Catholic voting public. You'll see some surprises and you'll see yourself as well, depending on the element of the poll that you're looking at. So do spend some time with it. And if you're on the Democratic side of the aisle and you're supporting a specific candidate, might behoove you then in support of that candidate to tell the party people in your political life not to ignore the cafe vote, because there is some mining to do there, apparently, from the results of this poll. Again, at EWTN.com. Here's the executive director of EWTN News, Dr. Matthew Bunsen. Dr. Bunsen, looking forward to the next one, because each one of these polls get more and more intriguing. Congratulations on the way that you're educating the Catholic voter as well. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much. I'd be happy to come back anytime.